In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. We were blessed this morning to read St. Mark's version of the Gadarene man, who was filled with so many demons he got the nickname Legion. Mark's version of the story is usually prescribed to a Thursday later in the season, but I wanted us to hear Mark's version today because it contains a couple of details that are not found in Matthew's version. This heartbreaking situation Legion finds himself in may be hard to fathom for those with more ordinary lives. Legion was born a little boy, just like every other little boy, to a mom that, in our case, we know nothing about. But certainly there had to have been a time where he was playful and curious and adorable and this growing bundle of energy. And he probably had a beautiful and meaningful name instead of the horrible moniker Legion. But then at some point, something changed. It's not hard to imagine possible causes. Most of us have seen and heard of downfalls in people over our own lifetimes, even if we don't know Legion's specific path. Who knows what his cross was? Was it neglect or abuse? Was it his own bad decisions? Was it untimely death? Was it a hereditary illness, a series of misfortunes? The possibilities are almost endless. But something changed at some point for this priceless human to go from beautiful, wide-eyed, curious little boy to severely tormented man. Since we'll never know for sure how Legion came to be in his anguished condition, I'd like to instead focus on a couple of unsuccessful ways he tried to compensate for his pain, starting with certain details found only in Mark's account. One cluster of behaviors we discover about Legion is that he cries out shrieking and cuts himself with sharp stones. Quite dramatic and powerful imagery, not to mention just frightening. This primal screaming and this self-cutting, they often have one of two primary motivations. One common motivation for this behavior is that when spiritual and emotional pain and distress are so great and so deep that the physical pain caused by shrieking or cutting are soothing by comparison. The physical discomfort that they do to themselves, which they're able to control, bad as that might be, is still a step up from the darker places within. A second motivation possible, almost the opposite, is that when a person is so numb inside, they feel absolutely nothing. A person in this situation has lost the ability to connect and to feel. And so shrieking and cutting become attempts to at least feel something. At least feel something. Physical pain, bad as it is at least a step up from nothingness. And Legion, in exhibiting both behaviors of primal screaming and self-cutting, is deep down attempting to either escape pain and or find some bit of life again. Now, as one might expect, these methods don't work. They don't work. They don't heal. They don't redeem. They're band-aids on a tumor. The other thing Legion did was move out of town, fled to the mountains, and was living in the cemetery among the tombs there. And partly, no doubt, because of the demons, his madness. Partly, probably, because some people kept trying to tie him up. But as we'll see in a minute, there's something else going on as well. Maybe some of you have experienced this yourself. And if you live long enough, you almost certainly have. That when you are loaded down with spiritual and emotional pain, have you ever experienced times where you withdraw into isolation rather than connect, rather than reach out? And I don't mean those times where I need an hour or two. I mean those times I withdraw further and further into isolation because the pain runs so deep. Or the idea of connection feels so overwhelming. Or I don't want to be a bother. Or I was raised that to have needs is to be weak, and I don't want anyone seeing my weaknesses. Given the right conditions, any of these could snowball into complete and total isolation. And of course, isolation works about as well as self-injury, which is to say, not at all. Not at all. And the reason none of this works is that the attempts to cover the pain, that's just dealing with symptoms. That's just dealing with the outer portion. The disease is separation from my source of life. The injury and the trauma and the illness and the abandonment and the self-loathing, whatever my personal demons are, even if there's a whole legion of them, somewhere along the line, one or more of those things have tricked me into forgetting that the source of life is available to me, that I can be in communion with the one who is. And so my spiritual disease cannot be cured by addressing the symptoms with another layer of harm. My spiritual disease is cured by rediscovering communion with the Spirit of God within me, by remembering that I am created in the divine image for eternal life. And that divine image is Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, the one who came to be with us. And only through communion with Jesus Christ do I find the cure for spiritual disease. It is in God that I find my real value, which, by the way, is way bigger than I give myself credit for. It is in God that I find real love and the fact that I am lovable, and lovable in the ways the world can't understand. Lovable in ways, to be honest, I can't even understand. It is in God that I find my true remedy. Now, when Legion encounters Jesus Christ, his demons are cast out. His spiritual disease finds healing, and he finally lets go of isolation and self-harm. It says when Jesus got out of the boat, this is immediately, when Jesus got out of the boat, Legion ran to Jesus and worshiped him. Legion went out to him. There was still enough of the image of God in him to know that communion was the remedy for his spiritual ailments. So he went to Jesus in spite of his disease. Now I want to pause here briefly to emphasize, and in no uncertain terms, that medical ailments sometimes require medical remedies. This is not about spiritual bypassing or to avoid competent psychological care. Besides being a misguided application of spirituality, that, at a minimum, would be an affront to all the physician saints on our church calendar. But what I am saying is that any remedy, whether it's spiritual or psychological or medical, will eventually find its fulfillment and its new way of living in community with God, and only in community with God, and then through that community, community with others. And without community with God, and by extension with others, it will be at best nothing more than a treatment of symptoms and temporary. Leaving isolation for communion is the path. Now, something notable, when Jesus heals Legion, we're told that Legion begs to stay with Jesus. Saint Theophylact says something really interesting about that. He says, Legion asked to be with Jesus because he was now afraid to be alone. He was afraid to be alone lest his horrific condition return. And what's interesting is that diseased, Legion was afraid of community. Healed, Legion is afraid to be alone. In him, the desire for connection is now a sign of health. And Jesus doesn't permit Legion to follow him directly because he's got a project for him, to go back and declare the wonderful works of God. But Jesus is also aware of the danger of isolation for Legion, so he says, go back to your friends. Go back to your friends. What a beautiful statement there, first of all, that in spite of everything, in spite of half the town trying to chain him up, there were still at least a couple of people that Jesus knew about who could rightly be called friends. He didn't lose every last person. Talk about true friendship. But to our point today, Jesus knows that community will be essential to Legion's continued health. It's one thing to be healed. It's another thing to stay healthy. And staying healthy requires community. Sometimes when the pain runs so deep, or the idea of connection feels so overwhelming, or I'm too ashamed to admit that I have needs, those inner demons drive me to isolation or other self-harm behaviors, which might avoid my symptoms for a bit, but they never cure the disease. The cure and the remedy, well, it's found in community, in connection, in proper care, and ultimately and indispensably through communion with God. Amen.